إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، once again I welcome all of you. We continue in our classes reading from the explanations of the 40 hadith من المنحة الربانية في شرح الأربعين النووية. We continue reading from the book of our noble Sheikh العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. In this book, the Shaykh has explained the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi. Al-Hadith al-Sabi'ashar. Tonight, we go ahead and begin reading to you the explanation of the hadith number 17. An Abi Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu anhu an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Inna Allah katab al-ihsana ala kulli shay. Fa'idha qataltum fa'ahsinu al-qitlah. وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبح وليحد أحدكم شفرته وليريح ذبيحته. رواه مسلم. The hadith number 17 on the authority of Abu Ya'la Shaddad ibn Aws radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Verily Allah has prescribed ihsan, usually translated to perfection, proficiency, to be proficient. Indeed, Allah has prescribed ihsan in all things. Thus, if you kill, kill well. And if you slaughter, slaughter well. Let each one of you sharpen his blade, and let him spare suffering to the animal he slaughters. This hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, hadith number 1955. يقول الشيخ الوالد الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله قوله أي قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله كتب الإحسان. Indeed Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed ihsan. Kataba ya'ni awjaba. Look, here the Prophet ﷺ, he says kataba. Inna Allah kataba. This verb kataba, usually what does it mean in English?
To write.
Literally it means to write. Kataba. Yaktubu. Kitaban aw kitabatan. Kataba yaktubu kitabatan. Kataba is to write. But it doesn't mean this. This the Prophet ﷺ did not intend that Allah wrote ihsan. So therefore the translation was right. And there is ayat in the Quran, as Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in his book Jami' al-Ulum al-Hikam, he mentioned, when he mentioned this meaning, that kataba here means awjaba. Awjaba, to make obligatory. And the Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali brought a couple of ayats in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this verb kataba. From them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumu as-siyam. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed, not has been written. Even though this is kataba, but that's what he means. And there is many other ayats. There's many other ayats that the Shaykh has mentioned. قال والله تعالى أوجب الإحسان على كل شيء. Allah has made ihsan obligatory in everything. In everything. ومنه هذه المسائل. And from those things that the people have to be proficient while performing is this thing that I mentioned in this hadith. As the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَةِ. وإذا ذبحتم فأحسنوا الذبح أو الذبحة فأحسنوا الذبحة. So when you kill, kill well. The Sheikh is going to explain later on. And when you slaughter any animal, then you slaughter it well, with proficiency. قال والإحسان يكون بين العبد وبين ربه وبين العبد وبين الناس وبين العبد وبين البهائم. إحسان it could be between the servant and his lord, likewise between a servant and the rest of the people and the people, and also ihsan could be between the person and animals. So the Sheikh says that ihsan is prescribed between a servant and his lord, between a servant and the rest of the people, and between a person and even animals. And the Sheikh now is going to explain what these three things mean. قال أما الإحسان بين العبد وربه فهو أعلى مراتب الدين. Said إحسان, that it should be observed between a servant and his lord, this is considered the highest of the levels of the religion. مراتب الدين كم؟ The levels of the religion, how many are they? Huh? Three. ما هما؟ ما هي هذه؟ إحسان إيمان إسلام يادرو. طيب. These are the three levels of the religion: إسلام إيمان إحسان. قال أما الإحسان بين العبد وربه وذلك بأن يعبد ربه كأنه يشاهده ولا يشرك به شيئا ويخافه ويرجوه. How a person fulfill ihsan between himself and his Lord? By worshipping Allah as though you see Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you will never see Allah in this life. The believers will see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah. جَعَلِي اللَّهُ وَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْهُمْ. May Allah make us, me and you, from them. Ameen. But in this life, nobody sees Allah in this life. But if someone wants to know ihsan, is he that person doing the job the right way they should be doing? Is as though you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you do not associate with him anything or anyone in worship. You fear him and you have hope also. You fear his punishments and you hope for his mercy and his reward that he has prepared for the muttaqoon. قال الشيخ وقد سبق في حديث جبريل أنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الإحسان فقال له الإحسان أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. The Sheikh said it has been preceded, and that precisely in hadith number 2 in this book, the 40 hadith, the hadith that is known as the hadith of Jibreel. When he asked Jibreel alayhi salam, who came in the form of a man, and he began to ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questions. One of them is al-ihsan. Inform me about ihsan. What is ihsan? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered to Jibreel alayhi salam, ihsan is that you worship Allah as though you see Him. And be sure or certain that you don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, though He sees you. We don't see Allah in this life, but Allah sees us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تخفى عليه منا خافية. Nothing is hidden from our affairs. Nothing. We can hide from each other, but we cannot hide from Allah's knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. هو السميع العليم البصير. He is the all-hearer, the all-known, the all-seer, subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال هذا إحسان بين العبد وبين ربه ومعناه إتقان العبادة. He said this is the ihsan that is between a servant and his lord. This is the ihsan that is between a servant and his lord. And consists of that the servant perfect the ibadah, the actions of worship. Try to be proficient in it. Don't just get up and start doing ibadah anyway. No, before you do any act of worship, you say, look, I gotta make sure to do it in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah, in his book Jami' al-Ulum al-Hikam, when he was at this point, he says, from ihsan in ibadah, which is obligatory actually, which is obligatory. And he mentioned an example in the salat. For a servant to perform that which is obligatory for him to perform, like to fulfill the conditions and the pillars, these are obligatory. So he has to do them with the perfections, to the best of his ability. He has to learn how to do every single one of these things that are obligatory upon a person to the perfection. And there is ihsan in ibadah, in acts of worship, that is recommended. Such as the recommended things in the salat, such as charity, recommended charity, the sadaqat. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله يقال أحسن الشيء إذا أتقنه أحسن الصنعة إذا أتقنها. And he gave an example. He says, people, they say in the Arabic language, they say أحسن الشيء أحسن. Sometimes you hear somebody when he finishes a job that somebody tell him أحسنت. You say this to your children sometimes? You say this to your children. When your boy did something good, you say, Ahsanta. Ahsanta min al-ihsan, meaning you did well. If it's a girl, what you say? Abdurrahim? Ahsanti. Ahsanta. Say, you said that, I said to you, Ahsanta. See, I just use that. Naam, a girl, you say, Ahsanti, with the kasra. أي نعم وأحسن عبد الرحيم أي نعم جزاه الله خير أحسن الصنعة. When somebody did a job, alright, when somebody came and built a house or painted or a plumber came and did some plumbing work or a mechanic work on the engine or the transmission or whatever it is, they say, they look at his job, if it's done right, what they say? أحسنت. But if he didn't finish the job, what they say to him? You gotta do it. Gotta do it again. Finish it. No, ahsant. They don't say ahsant, finish it. No. Ahsant is like when it's finished. And not only finished, but it's done right. All right? Right, Abdul Rahman?
No.
Ahsant. Jazakallah. قال فأنت تتقن العبادة. That's what you mean, ahsant. When somebody perform ihsan, when that person does anything that they do with proficiency. Person try their best to be proficient and do it well. Likewise, akhwan, when we stand, when we make the wudu, we try our best to remember this. That's the purpose of these classes. It shouldn't be the wudu that just become a habit. It's just like... And there's la, you making ibadah. Likewise, we don't just, the salat becomes just a habit. Allahu Akbar. People, that's why I see people looking all over in the salat, their minds away. That's not perfection. They're not perfecting the salat. They don't have ihsan. No, salat, what make it good? He says, look, I gotta have my wudu, I have gotta cover my aura properly, my body, I have to look and smell good, okay? And I have to come early for the salat, and I have to catch the kbirat al-ihram with the imam, and I gotta be here with my body and my mind and heart. Remember Allah, nothing keep me away from the khushu' and I gotta remember, I gotta pay attention, fulfill the ruku' the right way, and the sujood, all of this. This is from perfection. Not just somebody standing over there waiting for the imam to say Allahu Akbar. Oh, Allah. Some people, they forget that they are in salat. Until the imam say Allahu Akbar, then they move. They see people moving, they move. They see people standing up, they stand up. Perfection, we have to do it right in a way that it is legislated for us. And sincerely for Allah, because the Shaykh says, فَأَنْتَ تُتْقِنُ الْعِبَادَ فِي مَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَالْمُتَابَعَ لِلرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Shaykh gave us a beautiful, if you say, definition of how you know. Because we do a lot of actions of worship. We perform wudu, ghusl, tayammum sometimes, masih. We pray. Some of us give zakat. We fast. Some of us performed Hajj, Umrah. We give charity. Many things we do. Dhabh, dua. And we are commanded to do this with ihsan, with proficiency. And how we know? The Shaykh says, if you do it for Allah, in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, that's ihsan. You know, if you do it for Allah, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do it in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال أما الإحسان فيما بين العبد وبين الناس. Now as for ihsan between a servant, between a person and the rest of the people, how is that? Because we live amongst each other, we deal with one another, but we are commanded to have this ihsan. We're not just commanded to deal with one another in any way, the way we like. No, the way that is perfect way, the good way. How? قال فيكون بمكافأة محسنهم وتجاوزه بمكافأته محسنهم وتجاوزه عن مسيئهم وتصدقه عن محتاجهم. How a person observes ihsan with others. He says by rewarding those who do good amongst them. And by forgiving and pardoning those who do wrong. And by helping and aiding and assisting the needy amongst them. That's how you fulfill ihsan between the people. Those who do good and they are nice, you treat them nicely. You even reward them to the best of your ability. And those who wrong you, you try, you forgive them, you pardon them. And also, those who are in need, you assist them, and you aid them to the best of your ability. فَيُحْسِنُ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْقَوْلِ وَبِالْفِعْلِ. نعم. How you achieve this ihsan with others is by you being nice to them as related to statements and actions. They shouldn't see nothing but good from you. Whenever you deal with them, you deal with them in a good way. No cheating, no deception, no stealing, none of that. Likewise, you want to do this, ihsan, then whenever you talk to people, they hear from you only that which is good, that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No backbiting, no cursing, no yelling, no abuse. No, they hear from you that which is good and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَتَعَامَلُ مَعَهُمْ تَعَامُ الْحَسَنُ وَيُتْقِنُ الْمُعَامَلَ مَعَهُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Why do it this way? Because this is what Allah has commanded and what His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded. We are commanded to deal with one another in the best way. Is it the reality for many of us? May Allah have mercy on us. Amen. We have a lot of work to do. Hopefully these classes may help us, inshaAllah ta'ala, because they are for us and for that purpose, to correct our mistakes, to fix anything that need to be fixed, and we have a lot to fix. I know I do. وكذلك الإحسان بين الإنسان وبين البهائم. Likewise, you do the best job, even a person between him and between animals. SubhanAllah, even animals. Look at this beauty of the deen of Islam. We are commanded to be kind to animals. How? قال بأن يطعم جائعها. Animals are hungry, you give them food. You feed the hungry animals. ويسقي العطشان منها. Those animals that are thirsty, you give them water to drink. ويخفف عنها الألم. Likewise, if they go through some pain, you help them. وإذا أصابها ألم, for example, if you're using a horse or a camel or a donkey for any work, you don't force them something that they cannot do. Some people, they have a mule or a horse and is carrying a, or like a, what is it? Not pushing, pulling. Pulling a cart or something, or and somehow they loaded that the horse cannot even move. And instead to remember this and use this ihsan and say, subhanAllah, we put a lot on this horse. Wait a minute, guys, we're going to do this in two loads, okay? Take half of it. Now some people say, oh, he's not moving. They go and beat him up, beat the horse. The horse is bleeding. They have no mercy, akhwan. And unfortunately, Muslims do this. Instead of say, subhanAllah, this horse cannot even move. Maybe cannot. This is too much. A lot of weight. Ikhwan, let us apply the deen of Allah, subhanAllah. Even it's an animal. This is an animal. But the Prophet ﷺ says you have to have ihsan. La. Let's put off some of this weight. See, whatever this animal can easily pull, that's what we're going to do. Even we have to make two trips and three trips, no problem with us. Aynam. Likewise, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, this is also when you hire somebody to do work for you. When you hire someone to do work for you, and if that work now is painful, is hard, is, you help them. Don't say, look, I pay you, and you says you're going to do it by yourself, do it, I don't care. La. If you see that the job become difficult for that person, whether you divide it, tell him, look, do what you can, do what you can. Or you help him if you can yourself, or bring somebody, hire another person or two or three to help that person. Because sometimes people, they say, yeah, I can do it, I'll do it. Some of the greed sometimes. Sometimes like some bricks or whatever have to be, some rocks has to be or whatever, and removed, and the person says, look, I give $300. Just get rid of this. The man is like, well, I can do it. But then he can't do it. So now what? Bring somebody else. 150 is better than nothing. Or three people, everybody get 100. And they help each other, and they do the job. Okay? Aynam. They even say when the time when there is a slave, when somebody has slaves, Naam, they're supposed to do things for their master, but still, that master is obliged by Allah not to push them to the limit. He should look, he do this, but he should watch. If they cannot do it, say, stop. You cannot pick it up, don't worry about it. He don't say, pick it up now. No, he says, wait a minute, don't. Wait, you cannot do it? Let me help you. Let me bring somebody else who's stronger than you. Let me bring somebody else to help you. Aynam. This is the deen of Allah, the beauty of this deen of Islam. وَإِذَا أَصَابَهَا أَلَمٌ يُعَالِجَهَا. Likewise, if an animal is sick, broke a leg, something, you try your best to assist that animal. قَالْ هَذَا بِالنِّسْبَةِ إِلَى الْبَهَائِمِ الَّتِي لَتُؤْذِي. The Shaykh says this is pertaining to those animals that they're not harmful. Okay, they're not harmful to you. Like horses, camels, cows, and all of them. قال وحتى الكلاب. The Shaykh says, even dogs, subhanAllah. Even dogs, we are commanded to use this ihsan with them. And he mentioned two narrations. The Shaykh mentioned two narrations. The first narration, the Prophet ﷺ tells us, بينما كلب يطيف بركية قد كاد يقتله العطش إذ رأته بغي من بغايا بني إسرائيل وهي الزانية فنزعت موقها فسقته فغفر لها به والزنا أعظم، يقول الشيخ الزنا أعظم وأقبح الجرائم بعد الشرك. يمشن حديث أبو هريرة درزن البخاري المسلم that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says this is about a dog. A dog was very thirsty, almost killed or died, almost died from thirst. But a baghi, a prostitute, a woman, saw that dog from Bani Israel, from the people of Bani Israel, not from this ummah. But she fed, she gave that dog some water to drink, and her sins were was forgiven. Her sins were was forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh says zina, fornication, adultery, is considered from the most despicable of all crimes and sins after shirk, waliyadu billah, after shirk. وفي رواية أخرى, in another narration of Abu Huraira as well, there is in Bukhari and Muslim, there is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, بينما رجل يمشي فاشتد عليه العطش فنزل بئرا فشرب منها ثم خرج. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tells us this man was walking and then he got very thirsty and then he passed by a well. He climbed down the well, okay, and drank some water, and then he got out of the well. He got out. He got out of the well. فَإِذَا هُوَ بِكَلْبٍ يَلْهَثُ يَأْكُلُ الثَّرَى مِنَ الْعَطَشِ. When he got out, that man who was very thirsty, now alhamdulillah, he got some water, fresh water from that well. As he climbed out the well, he saw a dog panting, very thirsty, licking even the dirt, and looking for some water. فقال هذا الرجل لقد بلغ هذا مثل الذي بلغ بي. Then he said, Subhanallah, this dog, he said, this dog is going through the same thing I was going through earlier, thirst. فملأ خفه ثم أمسكه بفيه ثم رقى فسق الكلب فشكر الله له فغفر له. What this man did, he went again to the well and he filled his khuf, the khuf that they wear in on the foot, he filled it with water and hold it with his teeth. And he climbed again and give some water to the dog. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that from him and forgave him. They said, Ya Rasulullah, wa inna lana fil baha'imi ajra, qala fi kulli kabidin ratbatin ajr. The people, they said, Oh Messenger of Allah, we are rewarded when we take care of animals. He says, Yes. When you take on every single living thing, you get rewarded for that. And remember the other hadith, the Shaykh didn't mention it, but the hadith of the woman that entered the hellfire because of a cat. حبستها. She took a cat and she put it in a place and locked it down. The Prophet said she didn't feed the cat nor let it go until that died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a razzaq. If a people, for example, have a cat or something, qitta, and they feed it, alhamdulillah, that's a good thing. They feed it and take care of it, that's a good thing. But if they cannot do that, certain people, they can do these things. Whatever, they're allergic or something, let it go. Find somebody else who will take care of it. Or at least let it go. Let it go. Let it free. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of it. فالواجب أن تحسن إلى البهائم كما تحسن إلى الناس. The Shaykh says it is an obligation to be good to animals the same way you are good to people. You be good to animals. Don't kick animals. Of course, you defend yourself. If an animal wants to attack you, or an animal that is sick, or whatever the case is, become harmful to you, to your family, you get rid of them. But we're talking about two, three people, they just walk in, they see a cat, and they chase the cat, and kick it, and nah, this is not right. Okay? This is not right. Barakallahu fikum. قولوا إذا قتلتم يعني بقصاص أو بحد فأحسن القتلة. Then the Sheikh says, and when you kill, he says, if this is due to a qisas or a had, according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, you have to kill right, do it well. The Sheikh says, if one of the people deserves to be killed because of something they did, with right, not by a wrong way, he should not be tortured. Can't torture that person in Islam. Should not be tortured, but rather they should be killed well. They should be killed in the right way. He said he should not be killed by a dull blade or sword that is not sharp. Because this will torture that person. Adab will torture him. Rather, the killing has to be swift and fast without causing hardship to the person who is killed, without punishing. Therefore, you see, people punish people. Some in some countries, they get the people and they take them places and punish them and torture them with different types of torture. Because why? The Sheikh says, تَعْذِيبَهُ ظُلْمٌ. Torturing a person is an oppression. And it's not permissible, he says. As for killing a person who deserves to be killed, that's permissible. Not the way of the Khawarij and the terrorists and the renegades. And no, those ones, they do it for other reasons. You have to be valid reason in the religion. It has to be done swiftly, in the best way. قال وإذا ذبحتم الحيوانات التي يشرع ذبحها أو يباح ذبحها إذا ذبحتموها للعبادة أو للأكل. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ says, and when you slaughter, meaning those animals that is permissible for us to slaughter, whether for eat, to eat, or as an act of worship. As you remember, in one of the classes, Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, mentioned that the people slaughter animals for different reasons. You remember? For ibadah, as an act of worship, and to eat, and also for business. Some people they have, that's what they do, that's their business and the like. And these are permissible. And there is the dhabh that is forbidden. People they slaughter for the jinn, which is haram, that shirk akbar. People slaughter for dead people in the graves. Okay, this is shirk, wal'iyadu billah. Shouldn't be done. And also, if they kill or slaughter some animals that are harmful, okay, dangerous animals, like what? Scorpion, huh? Is scorpion animal? I'm asking a question. I want to learn something. Okay, Jibreel. Is scorpion animal? No? Huh? Reptile. Okay. Naam, Ahmed.
Scorpion is a type of spider. It's from the arachnid family.
Is for who? Spider, huh? Scorpion is a spider.
It's a close relative to a spider.
Close relative. Cousins.
Somewhere.
Anyway, طيب. You're not the only one asking me questions. I gotta ask you questions too. Animals, ikhwan. Dangerous animals. Like what?
Snakes.
Huh? Hyenas, yes.
Lions,
tigers. Well, kalb al-aqur. And the dog that is a stray dog that cause harms to, huh?
A rabbit dog.
A rabbit dog?
Rabbit?
Dog that has rabies.
Ah, okay.
They say it two ways, rabbit or rabies.
Ah, rabbits.
Yeah.
Rabbit with a D or with a T?
R-A-B-I-T.
With a D. Ah, with a D, okay. That makes the difference. Nah. I was going to say rabbit dog, maybe he ate someone's dog, rabbits or something? No.
Not talking about rabbit, bullet. He's talking about an animal that's diseased.
Have rabies, yes.
Yes, rabies.
Nah, exactly. Now, they are to be killed too. He says, but when they are killed, they have to be killed in a nice way, swiftly, fast. Don't drag them or keep kicking them or no. They have to be killed. The blade has to be sharp. He said, you don't get them ready to be slaughtered and you wait and no, you gotta do it immediately. He said, this is not permissible to torture animals. Not permissible to torture animals neither. Even the Sheikh, he says, when you slaughter an animal, whether it be goat, cow, or any animal to eat, you gotta wait a little bit before you begin to cut it into pieces. Okay? You gotta wait. Why? He said, give time to that animal to die. Because when you slaughter, sometimes the animal still moving. Okay? Some people, why the animal still moving, they start cutting legs and cutting. No. He says, wait. Sheikh says, wait. Be patient until he died. As long as the animal has some haraka, moves, still he have ruh in it, still have the ruh, still have the life. He says, so لا تجمع عليها العذاب عذاب الموت وعذاب التقطيع. So he said, you do not combine two punishments for the animal. The punishment of death by slaughtering the animal and the other punishment of cutting the limbs. Wait until the animal is completely dead. SubhanAllah. And that's true, Ikhwan. We've been to some slaughter places. You'll find one just come and put the blade and two or three people start to cut the animal. Says, no, you can't do that. You gotta wait. You gotta wait until the animal is completely dead. قال وكذلك من إحسان الذبح أن تكون عارفا بكيفية الذبح. Likewise, the Sheikh says, from the things that should be taken in consideration for a person to perform this ihsan while slaughtering, that person should know how to slaughter an animal. Should know. فَلَا يَأْتِ جَاهِلْ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتَعَلَّمْ بِالْحَيَوَانِ وَيُعَذِّبَهِ. He says, an ignorant, somebody never slaughtered, don't even know how it is done, and he's like, oh, let me learn this goat. No. It's not permissible. He said, it's not permissible. Because that person, he don't know how to slaughter, he may be like this, he don't know, and now he's torturing the animal. It's not permissible. فَلَا يَذْبَحْ إِلَّا مَنْ يُتْقِنُ الذَّبْحُ وَيَعْرِفُ كَيْفِيَتَهُ. Slaughtering is not for anybody, the Sheikh says. It should be for those who they know what they're doing. And they have this, they know how to slaughter the animal. Because sometimes, you want to try? You don't want to try. You know how you do it or not? That's not. So we have to change these expressions. You want to try? It's easy, try. And sometimes they... You find a person do this, they can even put the blades and then they, subhanAllah, cause so much problems to the animal. pains. Instead of the animal is slaughtered in one straight, right? No. Then some people keep saying like that. Oh, you missed one. Oh, there's another vein over there. Oh, where is it? Huh? The animal is in pain. That one. Is that one? Okay. Can't do it. Oh, you missed another one? No, it's not how it's done. Those, the Sheikh says, that they know how to slaughter and to kill an animal, they go ahead and do it. وكذلك أي نعم ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وليحد أحدكم شفرته. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says in this hadith, let each one of you sharpen his blade. سبحان الله. Let every one of you sharpen his blade. سواء للقتل كالسيف أو للذبح كالسكين. Whether it is for execution, for those who are executed by the sword, that sword has to be sharp. And, or those who are slaughter, a cow, slaughter a sheep, a goat, a rooster, a chicken, a rabbit, then he has to be sharp. The knife has to be sharp. Why sharp? Because it will cut easy. In no time, as we say. As soon as he put it on the animal, he goes. And I said, Alhamdulillah. 1 second, 2 seconds, done. But if it's dull, what's going to happen? You're really there, torturing the animal. He has to be sharp. The blade has to be sharp.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وليريح ذبيحته. That let every one of you, let each one of you sharpen his blade and let him as well spare suffering to the animal he slaughters. The animal, the Sheikh said, should not suffer. Now the animal is going to feel the pains of the death, but shouldn't suffer for it. Shouldn't suffer. يعني يذبحها على صفة مريحة لا يجرها جرا ولا يضربها قبل الذبح ولا يطيل في إمساكها بل يذابر بذبحها حتى تستريح. Sheikh says, a person should do the slaughter in the best way for the animal. Shouldn't kick the animal. People that want to slaughter the animal start kicking it. لا. And shouldn't put the animal down. Some people, they put the goat down and they have the knife and they keep talking for a while. La, as soon as you get it down, you slaughter the animal immediately. The Sheikh, he says. فَهَذَا مِمَّا أَوْجَبَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Then the Sheikh, he says in the end of this class, in the end of this explanation, it's going to be the end of the class as well. He said, this is from the thing that Allah has made obligatory upon us. وَهَذَا مِنْ مَحَاسِنِ هَذَا الدِّينِ أَنَّهُ دِينُ الْإِحْسَانِ. He said, this is from the things that highlight the beauty of this deen of Allah, the deen of Islam. It is the religion of Ihsan, the religion of perfection, of good. وَلَيْسَ هُوَ دِينُ الْإِسَاءُ وَالْإِنْتِقَامِ بِدُونِ حَقٍّ. It is not the religion that some people, they think that through the what Allah has legislated, this is something that harmful to the people or to the animals or revenge by the way of revenge or the like. No, this is something that Allah has legislated. And the people have to do it with perfection. They have to be proficient as much as they can. جَعَلِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. May Allah make me and you from the muhsineen, those who do things in the right way. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا.